I've never beat Phil on TV, and I thought more about beating Phil than my game, and I wanted to beat him more than anything. And I showed that early on, and I took some great checkouts, and when it comes to the simple checkout for the game, I just couldn't do it, and that's experience, and I'll learn from it.
It was very similar in the pattern to your win over Michael van Gerwen at this Cash Converters Players' Championship. He took an early lead, but you came back and looked like your opponent didn't have an answer against you.
Yeah, definitely. It's a difference between Phil Taylor and Michael van Gerwen. Phil had a lot of answer back, and he hit me hard sometimes. I had some big scores when I left four shot, and Phil took out 102 twice and two legs running, so them hurt sometimes. And like I say, I had my chance early on. I should have took it, and I never took it. So I'm looking forward to the next tournament. The world's got a good form, so I'm looking forward. Look forward to it.
There was one moment that sticks in my mind. I think you were 9-7, and you had 60 with three darts in your hand, and you chucked one out the board. Is that just adrenaline? What's going through your head when you're doing that?
Yeah, I was just pumping too hard. I knew what I had to do. I knew that was to win the match, and that's what probably affected me. The adrenaline was pumping through there. I knew what I had to do, and I just pushed it through too high. And I want to go high also. I don't want to go that high, but it happened. I can't do anything about it now, and I won't dwell on it. It was a great game and a great average. I was better than him, and I'll be back next time.
That's it, isn't it, Andy? I mean, you've been on the right end of these sort of comebacks, winning a lot of legs at the end of a match to come from behind and win. You know that people can come back from that. It doesn't have to look at what Simon Whitlock's been doing.
Yeah, exactly. It's the name of the game. You never give in until it's over. And that's all saying. It's never over till the fat lady sings. And we've proved that what happens. And it's like Phil tonight. Phil, I was 7-3 up on him. He come back at me strong. And I'll take my hat off to him. It was a great performance. And my biggest average of the week. So I've got a lot of positives again. And threw brilliantly. Had some great checkouts to wing legs. And obviously, when I come to it, I didn't hit it. And Phil did. So I've got to take a lot from the game. And also, I respect the man for being there where he is.
Just finally, Andy, quarterfinals, every single major tournament, including this Cash Converters Players' Championship. Premier League, credit to the Premier League. And now you're going into the world, not only as the runner-up from last year, but with beating the form man in darts, Michael van Gerwen, and very nearly beating the greatest player ever. You couldn't ask for much better preparation, could you?
No, not at all. If I can get to that final world, it'll substitute what I haven't done here, so I've got great form going to the world, so people better watch out because I'm on form now, so I'll give nothing away. And I want to win the World Championships. Obviously, the biggest one in the tournament, so I'll be there, I'll give it all, so let's wait and see.